This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's about 8.03 and it's Monday morning, but I do have some good news.
What is it?
All this week, we are going to be doing some Warriors trivia. And the prize pack for this is unbelievable.
So killer.
So here is the playoff party package. A pair of first-round home game tickets, autographed Klay Thompson jersey, autographed Draymond Green basketball, a 55-inch Samsung TV, and $500 to throw your own Warriors viewing party. The playoff tickets go on sale April 4th. You can get pre-sale access to playoff tickets by signing up for the Warriors Insider email. Become a Warriors Insider at warriors.com. Okay, so here we go. This is it. We're going to go ahead and ask the question, Vinny. This is a multiple choice question, and we're going to start with caller number 9. The first person to correctly answer it is going to win, but we're only going to ask this question twice. Once here on the air, and then once when we start picking up phone calls.
Okay. How many championships have the Warriors won in franchise history? Is it 2, 3, 4, or 5?
We will take caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697, to answer the trivia question. If you get it right, you're qualified for your chance at that huge Warriors grand prize playoff party package. If you don't, we're going to keep taking callers in order until we get a caller who knows the answer. So starting with caller number 9, we're going to figure this out. All right, so if we start with caller number 9 and they get the question right, that person is qualified for the grand prize. There's no, like, daily prize or anything.
Right.
You're just in the running. Are we going to get 5 people qualified?
Correct.
All right. Hooman, you have caller number 9 ready for me to go? Yep.
I want to double check the answer.
Oh, you're going to? Okay. It's this.
Okay.
All right. Double checking. Uh-huh. Well, we did give multiple choices. I figure the most calls we can go through is 4, right?
Right.
Right.
Although, you know, it's been a while since we had to do live calls, but plenty of people call up with the same wrong answer right after the last
person. Right, exactly.
That happened all the time.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's start with line 7.
All right. Good morning. What is your name? Hello there. Are you there?
Yes, yes.
What's your name?
My name is Long.
Long? All right, Long, here's the question.
How many championships have the Warriors won in franchise history? Is it 2, 3, 4, or 5?
It's 5.
That is correct, and you are qualified for the
grand
prize.
Hey. Way to go.
All right, Long, I'm going to put you back on with Hooman, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Great. Thank you very much. Thank you for getting it right. All right, tomorrow we'll get another person qualified, 5 people this week, and then someone wins the gigantic grand prize package.
It's pretty good.
It is. It's, oh my God, all that autograph stuff and first-round playoff tickets. It's a big deal. Okay, it's Monday. That means the album charts are out. We do have a brand new number 1 in America. At number 5 is Migos, 45,000 copies of Culture 2.
Do you have the story about one of the guys in this?
From a couple weeks ago, there was like a big thing. I can't remember. What was
it? So the story I read last night, is it Offset? Is that the one that's with Cardi B?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
So some lady tweeted that she's pregnant with Offset's kid.
I don't know this story.
Oh, you don't know
the
story.
No.
Maybe we should get the story so we can do it.
There was something like somebody had a gun on them somewhere.
Oh, no. This was, so some lady tweeted, I'm his newest baby mama.
Oh. Meanwhile, Cardi B's like, no, you're not.
I am pregnant with his kid. And everyone's all, you're pregnant? What?
Cardi B's pregnant.
Meanwhile, it's this lady's saying, take a test. And she's even putting tweets that he shared. And he's going, I don't know this hoe. So
right.
His whole thing is, I don't know her. Her thing is, not only do I have the texts of you and I, but I also, you take a test. You're the dad.
Her name is Selena Powell.
She cute?
Yeah, she's beautiful.
I'm going to kill her.
Although this looks like a lot of Instagram.
Snapchat.
Is that what it is?
Oh, Snapchat,
you know,
Snapchat stuff?
You can do all the filters and stuff.
Makes you look beautiful.
Who knows what she really looks like? Mm-hmm.
Well, he's in big trouble.
Yeah.
I don't think his...
Cardi B, so that's not going to sit well with her.
No, I wouldn't think so.
No. At number two is that triple extentation, 76,000 copies of Question Mark. Just the actual punctuation thing. And your brand new number one record in the country at this moment is Jack White. Boarding House Reach sold 124,000 copies.
Nice.
Speaking of Cardi B, I want to do this story real quick since we were just talking about her. She is pregnant and in the Coachella lineup this year. And she says she's not going to let that stop her from taking the stage. She's going for it. I don't know how pregnant she'll be at that point. I don't know how far along she is right now.
Maybe the heat will keep her from taking the stage. Maybe the pregnancy won't, but the heat will because it's hot there. Mm. That's the desert.
Mm-hmm. Beyonce canceled last year because she was
pregnant
with the
twins.
Yeah, she
kept saying she was going to be there no matter what.
And right. And she was like, I can't. I'm a house.
Is this real life? I mean, you're so uncomfortable to begin with. I'm living that, sleeping next to me with the body pillow. And
she's only 5 months in, you know.
Right.
She's got the worst months still to come. Beyonce is going to headline this year. She's making up for last year. She'd promised she'd be back. And they say she's on a mission. Because she wants to really, you know, make it up to them and just kill it this year. She just started rehearsals. It says she started practicing for her show Tuesday, scheduling 11-hour days in a high-profile LA studio that's been booked solely for her and her dancers, choreographers, technicians, and other members of the crew.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's, I'm sure, a lot of work getting ready for something like that. There are 7 security guards patrolling the studio inside and out to keep rehearsals top secret. No one wanted guests or recordings. They're saying she started planning for this gig as far back as last year when she missed it. She was slated to headline the festival, and she backed out because she was pregnant with... She was pregnant with twins, too. I mean, I'm sure that was even more difficult. It's all tough. She clearly wants to make sure everybody gets their money's worth this time. Cardi B is saying, I'm pregnant and I'm doing it.
I don't know how it is for Beyonce as she's got dancers and they're doing choreography, but it's always cool when you hear a band has gotten into whatever rehearsal space and they're just putting in the 10-hour days, practicing all the songs for their tour.
Right.
And sometimes you'll see little video or tweet clips of them in their practice. What a cool thing to be like.
That's your job.
We're going to learn all these songs, and then we're going to go tour the world with them. It's awesome.
Mm.
I mean, maybe just me, but...
No, it's great.
I think that's pretty darn cool.
Eddie Redmayne was one of the speakers at Stephen Hawking's funeral. He played him in The Theory of Everything. This was the public funeral for Stephen Hawking that was held at Great St. Mary's. You know what? That part's cut off. It looks like it's near the University of Cambridge, where he earned his PhD, served as a professor of research for over 50 years. The actor got up there and read a eulogy. You know, he was an atheist, Stephen Hawking was, but his family decided to hold a traditional funeral service to allow those impacted by his work to pay their respects. Elon Musk was there. Actress Lily Cole. James Bond movie franchise producer Barbara Broccoli.
Broccoli.
Astronomer. Looks like, is his name Royal Martin Rees? Or is he an astronomer royal? Anyway, he gave a reading. Hawking's eldest son, Robert, did a eulogy with one of his former students. And they go on to say really nice things about him. But he's not sure if he's getting buried or what's going to happen to him now. But they had a traditional funeral, so to make sure that everybody could come and mourn and celebrate his life.
Cool.
Yesterday was April Fool's Day. I like when it's on the weekend because I don't have to bother with it. We used to have so much fun on April Fool's Day. Now you can't do anything to anybody anymore. Like, everyone's in trouble for everything. Netflix announced yesterday that it had acquired Seth Rogen. Not his work, but Seth himself. They posted a video of Seth. And,
cute.
Hamilton creator Lin-Manuel Miranda tweeted that he was creating a musical based on the movie The Room, with song titles including Where's My Effing Money and Oh, Hi, Mark. NBA, let's see. The guy with the unibrow, Anthony Davis, He posted a video of himself shaving his unibrow. And it looked really real. People were freaking out, but it turns out it was a prank. He didn't shave the thing off.
I was wondering about that story.
He actually looks so much better. He really should do that. Let's see. This one, they're saying, isn't an April Fool's prank, but I don't know. Lindsay Lohan is claiming she's been asked to be the commencement speaker at Harvard Law.
What?
It could just be promotion for the lawyer.com right. thing that she's doing. Yeah, I mean, it just feels like, really?
That's true?
That's
funny.
All right. Maybe it's I think it's April Fool's.
Yeah.
The Bachelor, Ari, the one who picked one chick and then dumped her and picked the other chick.
Uh-huh.
People are super pissed at him. He posted an April Fool's joke where his new fiance, Lauren, is holding her belly and looks pregnant. See the shot there?
Oh, she does look pregnant right there.
So, and it looks really legit. Like, it's, you know, she's got a tight dress on, but it looks, you know, I'm sure it's some wonderful pad because she's not pregnant. And he was like, oh, haha, April Fool's. And people are like, yeah, that's hilarious. I've been trying to get pregnant for 10 years. Or, you know, everybody was super mad at him.
How's that his fault?
It's not his fault. Secret's finally out. We have a bunny in the oven. He tweeted out, and all these tweets are just like, 1 in 8 women struggle with infertility, blah, blah, blah. Which, look, it's no joke. A lot of people struggle with that. But does that mean that no one can ever make a joke about pregnancy or wear a fake stomach
but
again?
But maybe that's his audience, and he should know better.
I guess.
You know, maybe that's that. I don't know what to say. That seems a little overly sensitive. Like,
I'm sure some people just went, oh, haha, funny. And other people are like, oh, my God, I'm in the middle of that right now. Please.
Yeah. I told you what, my friend was going to start harvesting her eggs. And she's like taking the...
Oh, the shots and everything.
Yeah, she sent the picture of the needle to the missus. And she's like, that's what she was doing Saturday night.
Mm.
Putting the hormones or whatever they put into you right before they do the harvest.
Right.
Yeesh.
Yikes. Well, we go through a lot to have things on our terms.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it's neat.
Plan for the future. The box office, Ready Player One was number one. I had seen estimates of between $55 and $60 million. It did $41 million.
That is a flop, isn't it?
I don't know if it's a flop, Ben.
Hooman, is that a flop?
$41 million.
Well,
it's less than they were predicting, though.
It's whenever it's less than what they predict, it's not a good thing. I don't know how much it cost to make. I think
it looks like it cost a ton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's basically a cartoon, the whole movie. I know.
$41 million.
Well, that's if you don't count Thursday. If you count Thursday, it's $53 million.
This is, you know, honestly, Hooman, they're not. Usually they count the whole weekend for the... Oh, did it open on Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we saw it Wednesday.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was because it's Easter weekend, so they called it a holiday weekend. Usually they would count the whole thing and tell you that, but it doesn't. It actually doesn't say one way or the other.
They say it was $175 million to make.
Oh.
Well, wow. And then whatever marketing was, too. Does that figure in that $175 million?
It just says budget, so I don't know if that includes
marketing. I read... such a bad review of the film and just
Ready
thought,
Player One.
Oh, I'm so bummed that I know I love the book and the movie's not as good for sure.
But it is good.
But it doesn't capture the way you want it
the
spirit
of
the adventure that these kids are on. Just doesn't capture it. It's too, they can't do it.
Yeah.
But they were talking, one of the things they took a dig at Spielberg and said, he used to make the movies that this movie's nostalgia is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And this movie is not that.
And I get that that's a long book with a zillion details in it. And not just the references, but just the way the game was played in the book. It's just, he changed it so much. And I guess they had to do it. But it just, you're right. There was a crucial little piece of magic that just wasn't in that movie. So Ready Player One, it is a good movie. It's a fun watch. Read the book, though. The book is amazing.
Are the movie and the book similar?
No, they're really not. No. I mean, it's the same idea. There's a game after this guy dies, but the execution, I mean, even the game itself, and there's nothing the same about any part of the game. And there's no Rush in it. I mean, come on, get one Rush song in there at least.
How do you put it in the ad and see how good it fits into the action?
And then not put it in there.
And then not put it in.
The other new movie at the box office this weekend was Tyler Perry's Acrimony, and that made $17 million for second place.
Boy, anything he does will just... Yep, I bet he spent no money making it, too.
Who's in that? Is it Taraji? Or,
I think so.
I feel like it is her because she's been out
doing
Taraji
interviews
and stuff.
Yeah, Taraji isn't. Yeah.
What's it about? Does it say what the synopsis is?
A faithful wife tired of standing by her devious husband is enraged when it becomes clear she has been betrayed.
My brother works on all that guy's films. Uh-huh. And thinks he's the best person in the world. He's like, he's so nice and
he
so
seems
pro
like he's a
and
great
so good.
Person.
Well, he's so like, happy and rich and
can't
just,
believe
everything's
it.
Happening for him.
He just cranks movies out.
Yeah.
He does. It feels like there's a Tyler Perry movie every 4 months.
And why not? He keeps putting out those shows, too.
What shows?
The ones I see on, on
Oprah.
Oh,
he's got shows like on...
Yeah, he's got like sitcoms.
Oh, funny.
I see him on Oprah and like nighttime... they're sort of like novellas, but they're
like soap operas.
A couple
things.
Of those that I watch, and a couple other funny shows that are on different channels. But I think he went through a really tough childhood, so he's
turned that around. Yeah. I've seen some footage of his. I don't
Compound?
Know if he's he's got this place
in Atlanta.
Outside Atlanta. It's I don't know how many acres, but man, that place is unbelievable. It's great.
Well, what you can do there. Mm.
Right. Of course, it's
You don't have to leave it, huh?
No, right. I'm sure it costs 1/100th of what that same thing would be in this
Oh, that's
area.
What I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, what you can do there with that, like, little money.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Black Panther was in third place, and it has now made $650.7 million. 7 weeks it's been out, and it is $2 million shy of taking fourth place on the all-time list for North America. And I mean, I feel like people are still seeing that. Like, it's going to keep on keeping on. And then the rest of the top 10, it's all the same movies from last week. There's nothing else new.
This week we'll be reviewing Blockers.
It looks so funny. It
does look funny.
Me and Rudy.
Okay.
Oh, Rudy's back.
Rudy.
Our friend Rudy has been posting to his Instagram. Is it 9 Rudy Ortiz?
Yeah. I believe it is.
His trip to Texas. And he's been at the ballparks and...
Oh, I haven't even seen his...
Yeah. I've seen a lot of his
Have you?
Pictures. Yeah. Is it Houston?
I think so. Yeah. He seems to be having a great time. So I wonder if we won't get some Texas fan... stories.
I wonder if he feels the pressure to like get laid in each city so that we can hear the story.
Oh, I think boys like to get laid. There's probably not a lot of pressure where that's concerned in terms of the desire to.
He could just tell us that he struck out, you know. And then we'd be like, oh, well, come back when you have something to tell us.
Loser.
You know, I actually have, it's kind of a long list, so I guess I probably can't get to the whole thing, but Rolling Stone has ranked Steven Spielberg's movies best to worst. And they put Ready Player One on the list. So they took I have the top 10 and the worst 10.
Where is Jaws?
Jaws is his number 2 best movie.
Is number 1 Schindler's List?
No, it's Raiders of the Lost Ark from 1981.
Oh, I do love that movie so much.
In fact, Schindler's List is somewhere between the top 10 and the top
10. That's unbelievable. I think that's his best film.
I'm so sorry. Schindler's List is number 3.
Ah,
oh, okay.
I just
That's crazy.
Past
I was
it.
Like, it's
the
less...
top of the list is Raiders of the Lost Ark. They're ranking at number 1. This is Rolling Stone. Then Jaws, Schindler's List, Catch Me If You Can, which I loved that movie.
I like that too, right. But that high on the list?
Yep. E.T. Yeah.
E.T. is above that.
Minority Report, which I also
which
loved.
Which is above Catch Me When You Can.
Empire of the Sun, Lincoln, Close Encounters, and Duel.
Close Encounters has to be higher than that. Don't you
Duel.
Think?
It's so good, I know. And then they said that his absolute worst movie, you want me to count those down?
Is 1941. Duel? That's his like first film about the truck driver.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm counting down to the absolute worst. They say that The Lost World Jurassic Park is number 10. Ready Agreed. Player One is number 9.
Oh.
Hook. is number 8. All I actually right.
liked
Hook.
I liked Hook.
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, number 7.
That's my favorite of the... Oh,
Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull is number 6. Always. The Terminal.
I love The Terminal. It's about the Persian guy.
The BFG.
That's horrible. That's a horror. That's his worst movie right there.
Well, it's his third worst. The Twilight Zone, the movie... it was some kind of anthology film. He directed one segment, Kick the Can. And they say that his worst movie, and I totally disagree with this, I actually liked this movie, is 1941.
Yeah.
Which came out in 1979. Is that John Belushi?
It was Belushi.
Yeah. So there you go. Steven Spielberg's movies ranked by Rolling Stone. You can go check out the whole list if you'd like to. I can't believe I looked right past Schindler's List at the rest. I'm like, nope, it's not on here. I can't believe it. Must be somewhere in between. What's coming up, Ben?
Well, I wasn't planning to do the shark story, but now that you bring up Jaws, I'll do a shark attack story for you and more. Radio.com. Radio.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 8:37. You can watch the show anytime you want. Go to radioalice.com/watch. We got a camera. Actually, we have like 10 cameras. And a guy who does all the switching. It's like a whole TV show. What is it? What happened?
We're laughing at you.
Why are you laughing at me? What did I do this time?
Because the cameras aren't on today.
I thought we talked about this earlier. Yeah. The cameras were down today.
I thought you said they were on.
No, they've been down all day.
Why do we have the lights on then? Well, turn those lights off.
Well,
camera's down. Come on.
We still do Facebook Live for certain things, and he can record and loop the show.
He can still record it, he saves it for the loop.
Oh, okay, great.
Just that we keep getting an error.
I see the things.
Well, when you go in the Looking Glass, we keep getting an error. So.
Well, someday you can go there.
You know,
just keep trying.
That rivals my Jane plugs when she's in New York.
Just a reminder that at times you can watch the show. At times it's on 24/7. All right, I'm going to push this button now.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Refresh your routine this season with the free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubmore.com to get started. It is Bay Club season.
Yeah, it is.
I will be found at the Bay Club in Las Gatos all summer long.
Los Gatos.
Whatever. Whatever it is.
Las Gatos.
Whatever.
The cats.
Here's what's happening. One of the things that I often think about, as you and I have talked about me going surfing from time to time, is that you don't even like to hang your feet off the side of the bed,
no.
much less over the side of a surfboard while in the ocean.
Mm-mm.
And then there I am, and I always think, like, boy, if you're that scared, should I be?
Mm-hmm.
Yikes. So you mentioned Jaws, and this story was in the Chronicle today. And it's one of those where you go, the guy was on a stand-up paddleboard. This is in Hawaii on the Big Island.
Oh, God. What's going to happen? I'm getting scared.
They don't have a lifeguard at this beach where father and son were stand-up paddleboarding 100 to 150 yards offshore. They say... authorities have not identified the man yet, but they say he was 25-year-old resident of the community there at the Kukio Golf and Beach Club. He'd been out paddleboarding with his father. His father and son, told rescuers that the shark bumped the younger man's board to knock him into the water and then attacked him. So took him off the board and then jumped him.
Yikes.
The injured man had to be airlifted.
So he lived.
He lived, but he has critical injuries to his side and...
How big?
It's bad.
How big was the shark?
They don't say yet. They say 65 people were attacked by sharks in Hawaii from 2007 to 2016. It's actually the state with the second most shark attacks. Do you know which state has the most shark attacks in our union?
Is it like Florida or something?
It's Florida or something. Yeah.
Because I would have thought California.
No, it's Florida.
When you said that, I'm like, if it's not, that sounds like it's not the obvious one.
It's Florida, then it's Hawaii. But anyway, so, you know, You think there you are down in the water, you're most vulnerable, but there's a guy who probably thought, I'm up here, I'm good. They knocked him off his board.
Not hanging anything off a hedge.
And then waited for him to fall into his mouth.
Those sharky bastards.
Get in my belly.
Get in my belly.
So they had to swim out, get the guy, a four-person team on a canoe.
Oh, my God.
Obviously, they were like, we're not swimming out there.
I can't even believe they took a canoe. I'd be like, give me something with a choppy motor.
A boat.
Chop, 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 chop.
Yeah, we need a boat for sure.
And a harpoon.
Scary.
These freaking sharks. What do they think? They think it's their house?
You
want
to hear another funny story? So I was out in the water on Friday afternoon, or maybe this was Saturday.
Is this when the whales were breaching?
No, well, it's one of the days, yeah. But I'm talking to this guy, and he's from your area.
What do you mean?
Marin area. And he's there, and I'm chatting him up, and he's like, oh, yeah, I just had a kid, and me and my wife are here, and she's at the hotel, and I'm just chatting this guy up. And then he gets that weird look on his face, and he goes, who are you? And I'm like, I knew it. I knew I recognized that. And I'm like, all right, take it easy. So we start talking, and he's all, oh, yeah, I've seen sharks 4 times. And I'm going, oh, my God, this guy's such bad luck.
Get away from me,
I am so out of here, dude. Yeah, I left. I was out of there. But nice gentleman who listens to the show. So for a while we were getting along till he said he's shark bait.
Right.
He told me the story. I see this, the gray dorsal fin going by, and you see those on dolphin or porpoise or whatever they are, and then it just turns at him. Mm. I'm like, what the hell, dude? Mm-hmm. And he said, and you know when you guys probably don't know this, but there's always these boils where water bubbles up from the rocks below, and it's just. It's a normal occurrence, but he said he saw this huge moving boil, and it was around the shark's body. And him and the one dude in the water just booked for land. And then I was like, last wave in, bye. Yikes. 4 of them. Scary.
Definitely smells good to sharks.
I wonder if
some people do.
Must.
It seems like you could... I think you were telling me about some spray or something you could put on your suit.
Yeah, people talk about that. I don't know about that.
It does seem like you should, if they can smell, you know, a drop of blood in the water a mile away, it seems like you should be able to...
Cover yourself in poop?
Yeah, something that they would be like, ew, I'm not eating that.
Rotten egg skunk poop. They wouldn't want to eat that, right?
Right.
Who wants
Maybe they
eat?
Would. Who knows?
Rotten egg skunk. No, no one wants to eat rotten egg skunk poop.
Sharks.
You think?
It's bastards. They'll eat anything.
Here's a story with, you don't get many stories with PCP in them.
Oh, no, you don't. Not enough, anyway. I mean, they're always exciting. You never know what's happening in a PCP story. Hooray!
A woman in Kansas City, Kansas was making breakfast for her 3 kids last week and used vanilla extract in her French toast mix.
And with some awful person she knows.
After they started eating, she realized the bottle didn't actually have vanilla extract. It was filled with PCP.
Who puts their PCP in the family supply of spices?
Apparently, it is somewhat common for drug users to keep PCP in vanilla extract bottles.
Is PCP liquid?
It is liquid, and the glass is brown, so you can't tell what's in it. So this is a common occurrence, according to the PCP people.
The PCP police.
She claims an ex-boyfriend of hers was a big druggie, and he must have been the one.
So did all her kids get all crazy on PCP and tear
Everybody,
the house apart?
Everybody, including her. In this case, which could have turned deadly, one of the kids is 16, and the two others are under the age of 1.
Oh, my God. The babies?
All 3 of them ended up in the hospital, it looks like. Luckily, they're okay. The mom also had to be treated, which I guess it makes it more believable since she had some too. The cops are still looking into it to make sure she didn't do it on purpose.
How long does it take for PCP to kick in?
I never took
it. And do you
it.
Drink it as a... You
I don't
just
know.
Sip it? Like a
Bryn?
Teaspoon of sugar?
Bryn, do you know anything about PCP?
Yeah, Bryn, tell us about PCP.
I thought you smoked it, like you put it in with weed.
Well, I
or
know
like you
this.
Drizzle it on and then smoke
no,
the...
Or you
they
soak the
dip
paper.
Them.
Yeah.
They dip them.
I think
fact,
when I was a kid, it was a big deal.
Like a doobie, and then they dip it in PCP.
Okay. Is PCP the same as angel dust?
I
no.
Okay, I thought it was.
Yeah, I thought it was too. Because that's why I thought I was surprised to hear it was a liquid, because I thought PCP was a dust.
I don't know. I never did either of them.
Good thing. It sounds terrible.
It does.
You never did it?
No. God, no. I'm such a wimp when it comes to drugs. I'm not doing anything. I just need to not do that. You know what I don't need? Another thing to be addicted to.
You like right. to party, though.
I mean, love to party.
You
I do.
Your day.
Sure, absolutely.
That sounds like a scary party, though.
I didn't do anything. Like, I would never trip or do any, like, you know, mushrooms or any of that. I'm afraid. No, God, no. That scares the crap out of me. Well, I know some people who...
What are you about to tell us?
Just people who did heroin.
They loved it.
And they never pulled off it and became homeless. And
don't
you know.
Do it. Don't even try it.
I mean, everybody knows someone who's fallen off the face of the earth because they suddenly became a heroin addict. Like, oh, my God. We used to do really light drugs together, and then that guy went crazy.
With heroin.
Terrible.
Huh. All right.
So I was scared. And I think with good reason and... You know, maybe it saves some people, just our fear of like, I don't want to be a junkie. So
yeah, junkie's bad news.
Yeah, kind of stinky, bad life.
No job.
No, right.
No teeth.
Right. All the stuff. Like meth, I would never try meth.
Mm. Oh, the meth stories too. Oh, they're the ones.
Horrible.
Horrible.
All the weirdness they get up to after they've been up for 5 days.
And all their teeth fall out, meth
hallucinating.
Breath.
Hallucinating.
Yeah.
You turn into like an old person in 6 months. Uh-huh. I mean, those bad faces.
Sores on your face.
Oh, just it's horrible. All your hair falls out. I mean, like, who sees that?
Well,
nobody. You know what I should do?
Nobody sees that, and they all.
Whole towns get taken over.
Just in their defense, if I could, how many times were you told? Well, maybe you weren't told because your parents smoked. My mom would be like, you cannot smoke cigarettes. You do not know how hard it is to get off those. And I'd be like, listen, I got this.
Sandy, it's going to be all right.
It's all, look.
I'm having fun blowing smoke rings.
It's all good, man. Don't worry about it. And then I'm trying to quit them. And there she is also going, I told you, but you're a little boy. You don't know.
Yeah.
You figure I can always pull off.
Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, the way it's portrayed in cinema and you see like the cooler older kids smoking, I can see why some people would pick up smoking, especially years ago when there wasn't as much propaganda against it. But when I look at the people who are on meth, I always think, how did that not end with the first generation? Who gets on meth looking at their brother, sister, mom, dad, whoever, friend? Like, oh, boy, look like a big loser.
Here's what someone who was addicted to it told me. When she first tried it, she was like, my house has never been cleaner. I mean, I didn't just clean the house. I cleaned every single portion
of
the house.
Like nook and cranny.
The whole house was cleaned. And she went, I'm going to do that once a week from now on. And that's where it started.
Once a week.
She cleaned her whole house from ceiling to floor, from front to back, and did it like and enjoyed it.
And then... Did she start doing it every day?
Started, ended up a junkie. Ugh. Having to quit it. But that's how it started. Like, I could do everything. I'm super mom.
For the time being. Did you look up all the PCP?
Yeah, I was doing some research on PCP. So it comes in many forms, white powder, crystal, capsules, tablets, and liquid. It was first developed in the 1920s and used in the 1950s for surgical anesthetics. Oh. And nowadays it's rarely used, but it's also, they use it only for veterinary tranquilizers.
Mm. And one other fact about PCP is Hayward used to be the PCP capital of the world.
Oh. Hayward!
Hey, Hayward! Shout out to the East Bay!
Number one! Is that why they called it Hey Weird?
Oh,
is that where that came from?
Maybe. Oh. I just know that more PCP was made there than anywhere else.
Well, way to be industrious, Hayward.
The best bar conversations happen after 3 1/3 a beer. 3 beers. What? 3 1/3 beer. 3.3
like
beers. I guess that's just, you know, you're on your fourth.
Oh.
You just cracked your fourth beer.
You're buzzed, but not wasted.
This is right. A new survey looked at our drunken bar arguments and found the best ones happen on Friday nights at around 7:52 while you're on your fourth beer. And when you're drinking beer specifically, not wine or cocktails. And here are the things we're most likely to talk about. The good old days.
Oh, glory days.
Old memories. Something completely random.
Glory days.
TV shows. Funny stories. Gossip.
Sounds like a bar.
Yeah, there's a bar. That's good times.
What's way down a number?
Number 10 is sports.
Oh.
Speaking of sports, college basketball national championship is tonight at 6:30, Michigan versus Villanova. Our text number is 800-400-3697. There's a couple. I went and saw Ready Player One with my son and really enjoyed it. We had a great time.
It's a good movie. I guess it's the people who've read the book who are disappointed, but you liked it, right, guys? You'd never read the book and you thought it was good.
I liked it.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
What'd you give it?
I gave it 3 or 3.5.
Yeah, I think 3.5 you said. Yeah, if you... I hope it makes you hungry to read the book, because the book is so much better.
But I also got to see it at the Dolby Theater, so I was...
It's amazing. You saw it in the best place in the world.
Wow.
Okay.
Like, this is incredible.
408 says, I don't think pregnancy should be an April Fool's joke. Besides infertility, miscarriages are not funny.
Yeah, no, none of it's funny. He's a bad person. He should know better than that.
Should people not post their real pregnancies either? Asks 925.
I think you can post all your pregnancies, your fake ones, your real ones. You can tell all your pregnancy stories. I just really think that people need to.
I get that if someone is going through something, it feels like that was aimed at you.
Yeah, it was.
At your poor broken heart.
Someone's just trying to.
You went
have
right
fun.
After my poor broken heart, but they're not. That's yeah. not.
They're just trying to have a little fun.
You're just really in a sensitive spot. Yeah. Right? You should probably pull off social media. That's probably the safest move. All my super sensitive friends keep posting about that. Pregnancy is not a joke. I have to stop myself from leaving comments.
Yeah, just don't comment. Just let it die. You know, when that's the thing. When we always feel like we got to put our two cents in on everything, pro or con. If you could just turn off your phone and walk away, you don't have to worry about it anymore. We don't do that, though.
Nobody's going to.
No,
right.
It's not going to happen.
I'll read the rest of your texts right after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.